Fernando Zappari, welcome.
Gracias, thank you.
Now, Fiesta Fort Wayne is one of the city's gems of late summer celebration, and it all started under the guidance of the United Hispanic Americans about 35 years ago.
Yes, Julia. Mm-hmm. It started by United Hispanic Americans. Used to be called United Mexican Americans, Yuma, okay? Now neither one exists. But the tradition has continued year after year. Some different organizations have made it. And here we are. We're only 5 days away from Fiesta for Wayne.
It is so exciting, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event. It's also the largest Latino event in Northeast Indiana. First of all, what organizations are behind it?
We cannot thank enough our partners. Parkview has been very generous with us. Indiana Civil Rights Commission, they also helping us with that. Radio Latino TV.com is something that we founded ourselves and is over the internet radio. Sweetwater is also another very generous to us. And Auto Liquidation Center. And of course ourselves, El Mexicano Newspaper. And we have various other sponsors and presenters, and they will show to the community, not just Latinos.
It speaks so well of our own community, in particular, the fact that they will all band together and put such a wonderful event on that is so very, very important, and such a wonderful celebration of a culture and a tradition and keeping it fresh right here in the city. This is a destination festival by now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, of course, this is for everybody and anybody here in Fort Wayne, but we'll have people from Logansport, from Manchester, Indiana, from Ligonier, Goshen, Defiance, Ohio, from all these areas, because that's where our newspaper circulates. Warsaw, Ligonier, Elkhart, Goshen, Sturgis, Michigan, Coldwater, Michigan.
It's a wonderful draw that makes it truly regional, and I know that it's not just Hispanic people, it's all kinds of people
all
coming.
All kinds of
and
people.
And it's just beautiful.
And nowadays we had this beautiful form where you can advertise your events. It's called Facebook, and we have done a lot of advertising on Facebook.
Social media is definitely your friend.
It's a different world nowadays, so we expect people from all of these surrounding areas.
That's fantastic. Now, culturally speaking, this is such a gathering of all art forms. What can we expect this year?
Well, we'll have a mariachi, the traditional musical Mexican band, okay? It has spanned it all over the world. Mm-hmm. Now, there are even mariachi musicians in Europe and many all over the world. So we'll have a group of ladies, very unique. These girls are traveling from Chicago to Fort Wayne. We also have music from Chile, Kelsey Cote. And we'll have dancers from Chicago. It's incredible. Regional, traditional dancers, folkloric dancers. And we have some local kids, too. Amaneceres de Mexico. We'll have dancers representing Central America, countries like El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica. It's going to be a beautiful, full of love.
Yeah, and color. And joy, yes, and wonderful culture. Now, you know, I must ask, what's your personal one favorite part of the festival?
I want to say I love the food. We'll have food from many different countries, too, from Puerto Rico, from the Dominican, from Mexico, Central America. So, yeah, the food. But I can tell you something, Julia, when I see these kids, these dance troops dancing, this tradition, I'm so proud of seeing these kids.
It's a beautiful statement that they're making and just a beautiful art form that they're representing.
It really is, you know, and we want to keep those traditions alive.
Those traditions, they are such popular traditions. They are so wonderful. Is there anything endangered in the 21st century that really might be lost without celebrations like this?
That's the biggest reason we're continuing having things like Fiesta Fort Wayne, okay? Because we want to, I mean, these traditions been around forever, and I don't see it going anywhere unless we stop doing events like this. So no, I think they're pretty much alive, at least in our culture, Hispanic, Latino culture.
And healthy.
Mm-hmm, and healthy, in a healthy way, that's right. So I think this will be the same for many years to come.
You're just doing a prevention. You want to make sure they stay there.
That's exactly
like.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love everybody's tradition. Just like we had the Greek fest,
sure.
We had the German fest. I think we should have more of that. So,
and
so.
You're a big part of that. And yes, I think it's all glorious. Again, what Fort Wayne is comprised of and what we have to show off, really. And like you say, there's a lot of love, involved in that too.
I love the way you describe it. Glorious.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It is. And what about the festival in general? Does the old-fashioned way the festival is make it relevant, or do you need to reinvent what you offer?
I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. That's my, okay? I think one of the things that we do need to do is, like, for next year, to be more inclusive yet, okay? When I'm talking about more inclusive, invite more people from different countries. But Fort Wayne, we are blessed to have such a diverse community.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm even thinking in 2-3 years down the road, God's will, to do international fiesta. Fort Wayne, instead of a fiesta Latino Fort Wayne, international fiesta.
So you would host something for the world.
Yeah, something for the world. That's who we are. That's what an American looks like anymore. We have people from so many beautiful different countries with so many beautiful different cultures. Imagine having food from all of these places in one place, Headwaters Park. That would be awesome.
Yes,
music
would.
From all of these and in one stop. Of course, we need to do like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yes.
Fest.
Yes.
You know,
one day
would not
might,
be enough.
No.
But that's my goal. That's our goal. So we'll see what happens. First,
yes.
This is Saturday, August 18th. And first things first.
Yes. Uh-huh. We'll get this one done. Then we'll conquer the international flavor.
That's
I like
exactly
that.
Right.
Now, Fernando, I am kind of curious. You were in on this festival back 10, 15 years ago, and then it was taken on by other people, as it should be, and
yes.
built up. And now that you've taken back the task, are you glad you did?
Thank you. Oh, yes, I'm glad I did. I'll be honest with you. One of the things that we pride ourselves is that it's very affordable, okay? It's only $5 before 5 p.m., and we want to keep it that way. It's family-oriented, and it's not just fiesta. There's so many different learning activities for the parents and the kids going on throughout the day.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like painless way to learn things, as a matter
of fact.
That's
right, and showcasing the resources available to everybody in the community.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be forever in your heart. And right now, at least for a while anyway, it's going to be forever on your plate as you continue to take the festival and really the whole city of Fort Wayne forward with putting it on every year. How does that feel?
Yes. Well, I cannot say thanks enough to the city of Fort Wayne, to the officials, and to all of these corporations that are participating, okay? So I cannot thank you enough for this opportunity to be in your program, Julia, and that's what's going to make it happen. Like you say, it's a community, you know, thing. Although, I'll be honest, I'm tired. You know, I worked for this for 4 or 5 months.
Oh, you mean right now you're tired?
Every day.
Yes.
Every day.
But that's
so
good because
I'm
the
gonna
festival
be, that's
is
right.
This weekend.
Yeah, the festival is this weekend, thank God. And I'm pretty sure it's gonna be all right. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be just fine. And it sounds like you'll have some time to, number one, get some rest afterward. And also, you're already thinking about what's going to happen next year. That's the best part of all.
That's exactly right. Yes. To see what we could do better.
I look forward to that. And meanwhile, Fernando, Fort Wayne's diversity is one big thing that really always has made it a special place to be, a great place to be. How do you think that Fiesta Fort Wayne, or in your dreams, the International Fiesta, and everything that it symbolizes, how do you think that adds to the solidarity and the special heart of Fort Wayne, especially right now in this day and age?
And you know what, especially right now in this day and age, I tell you, Fort Wayne is a very special place. Being here for 40 years myself, I live in the southeast side of Fort Wayne, surrounded by beautiful people. And my neighbors are, I cannot tell you enough of our neighbors, you know. I have a Burmese family living right next to us. It's a single mother. And also African-American right across the street from me, the greatest neighbors that you could ever think of. And then I have some Mexican neighbors too, and some Caucasians, and you name it. We are surrounded by so much beauty. And the people that think differently, I want them to come to see who we are, to see how we are very generous people. We're not takers, we're givers, and we give lots and lots of love. We're inviting, you know, know, we love to have people over our house. And this is a family tradition. We love to see families of all different ethnicities come to our fiesta. I think it will do so much good, especially now in today's age and times, to come and see who we really are, you know, and we're good people. Latinos, Hispanic Americans being here ever since this country was built, long before 1776. California, Arizona, Mexico, New Mexico, Texas were part of Mexico. So I'm just so glad that Fort Wayne, such a great place that allows to keep these traditions going on. Okay. And again, we wanted to grow each year better. And thank you for all you do for our community to keep this dialogue about the beauty of diversity. I think if we embrace and engage on the beauty of diversity, it makes you so much better.
Fernando Zapari is editor-in-chief of El Mexicano News and organizer of Fiesta Fort Wayne 2018. Thank you so very much for making time to share your story with us today, Fernando. Here's to Fiesta Fort Wayne.
Thank you. And I'll see you in Fiesta Fort Wayne. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.